92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So this happened recently. The entire Seattle public school system filed a lawsuit against TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Snapchat, saying that they have collectively created a mental health crisis among the students that they serve throughout the state. And their document cites examples of how these platforms have cultivated and exploited the addictive nature of kids and teenagers, which has led to a rising number of kids affected with anxiety and depression, and many others who have thought about or even inflicted self-harm or suicide. This kind of stuff's going on every day across our country now. They did a statewide study of teens to college students over the last 2 years, and they found that 40% of them feel sad or hopeless almost every day, and that has stopped them from participating in activities they used to enjoy. Plus, they've separated themselves from other people that they used to consider friends. All these social media platforms have created a culture of isolation for today's kids and even young adults, and that is a mental health crisis. Of course, the corporate suits at all the social media companies claim that they've invested heavily in creating safe experiences for children, and that there are protections designed to prioritize their well-being. But do we really believe any of that? Because I'm not.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.